listen at the same time?
Yes, yes.
Is that?
Go.
Yeah, so we're doing the child safety PowerPoint workshop and everything else. there's a PowerPoint slide that's got all the information about protecting yourself, you know, how to make sure that when you're looking after kids appropriately. So it goes over things like always make sure that you're not alone in a room with a kid there, because that is really bad for you, because if the kid comes out with allegations, there's no like supporting evidence, everything else. Not saying that it's never happened, but you know, it's something that could happen, so you need to always be aware of these things. That being, you know, never alone one-on-one with a kid. If you you know, don't go to the bathroom with a kid, for example, like follow them in or things like that. So it seems obvious, but it's good to like just review it and make sure it's there. We can't actually get it on the TV because the internet here is terrible. Thank you, Marissa. So we were going to go through the PowerPoint, make sure everybody can read it. And there's a quiz that you need to do to make sure that you have an understanding of these things that are for your protection as well as the kids. So instead of doing it today, it's going to be homework for the next week, which goes for the people on the recording as well. Everybody needs to do this quiz and submit this quiz so we make sure that you know how to look after yourself, look after the kids, and protect yourselves in these situations.
Yeah, so it's a legal requirement, but before we get to that, little strategies like, you know, if you have a kid says to you, like, you're on the oval and you're like, oh, I've got to go to the bathroom, and you're going to take a second kid with you, or and make sure you, like, you stay inside. So never just have you one-on-one with a kid, or if your kid's like, I need to go get something out of my hut, go down, let them go in, you stay on the veranda outside the room, or take a second kid with you, or a second leader, whoever's around. Never be one-on-one with the child. Like I said, allegations can happen, you never know. And there's no jurisdiction in length of time for these sort of allegations. Now, in terms of our insurance, and this is every insurance now that covers kids' camps, they don't want anything to do with it because it's just going, the premiums are going up and up and up. But one thing they don't cover is child sexual assault or assault charges in terms of being sued. So we need to show everything that we can, that we've done what we can to protect our children through, you know, having the Working with Children check, the leadership team going through these, like going through PowerPoint and then doing your quiz and understanding what the implications are, because that way if something ever did pop up, we can say, well, actually, we've done all this training. This is what happened. It's all documented, which is why it's important for us to do these things. Maybe the PowerPoint and the quiz maybe take you half an hour, if that, of your time. Outsiders, does anyone have any questions around this sort of thing? Lily?
I was just going to quickly bring up, like, I don't know how universal or like shared my view is of this, but like, I was very confronted, like, growing up and hearing about, like, you know, sexual assault in children camps, or like, I did gymnastics, like, there was a horrible thing, like, that came out with USA Gymnastics, and like, so everything from when I became a coach or started working, child protection has always been a thing.
Yeah.
But I know that it hasn't always been a thing.
Mm.
And I feel like also, like, in terms of camp, like Estonian camp, it's different from anything else, like school camps or, you know, whatever. And there's this level of closeness that you do have, but it's like, I don't know how to quite describe it in terms of, like, leader-child's relationships.
I think that's why we move away from being one-on-one with kids. And if you do know them outside of camp, sure, give them a hug on the first day, but don't get really close with them thereafter. Mm. It's a fine line, because we all do know each other. We are a big community. It's different, but we still need to respect that boundary between adult and child, because we are in a leadership capacity, and they do look up to us, and they do, like, whatever. But it's a difficult line to draw, I think. Mm. You make a good point.
I was just going to say, like, one of the strategies is, regardless of how close you may be with an outsider camp, don't initiate, say, like, hugs or anything like that. Like, high fives, sure. And as Marissa said, on the first day, sure. But even then, try and limit how much you initiate anything like that. Like, it is, like you said, difficult with sort of, because we're more of a family going on a summer vacation together rather than like a school setting.
And if you are very close friends with kids that you know are coming to camp, let me and Eric know so we won't make you their hut leaders as well.
Or just related.
Or related as well. Yeah. I don't know who's related to who. But let us know.
Everyone.
Yeah.
It kind of comes down to a bit of personal responsibility and a bit of discretion, because it's not as clear cut as gymnast coach and student, like teacher and student.
Oh, yeah.
And
a camp. Like a regular.
A regular summer camp. Like these are people we know, we see, like some of them we see every week or something. So yeah. It just comes down to personal responsibility, a bit of discretion and team strategies of like knowing how to deal with, like just minimizing risks basically.
Does that kind of help you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think like procedures in terms of like knowing what to do. Yeah, in which I think is what Eric's talking about, what the tablet.
Yeah. I mean, that also comes down to also phone use as well. Kids take photos of each other and whatnot. We had a big situation many years ago with kids taking photos that were inappropriate of other kids. If you catch them doing that, don't delete the photos. But you can confiscate their phones and bring them to me and Eric, and then we manage it through calling their parents and saying, this is what's happened, are you happy for me to go into the phone and delete whatever, however the process is. But yeah, just take the phone, because it's a very real situation now, because of all the cameras on their phones, they could be doing inappropriate things. Hopefully they don't, but if they do, take the phone and refer to Eric and I. And just as a side note, any questions, Alex?
This is kind of like a sensitive topic, I think, but it's kind of like on the child safety thing. So I know it's been brought up before, but in terms of like drinking alcohol at night, I think like I'm open to like other strategies, but I think I like the idea of, for example, one person is either sober or like they set a limit on how much
that might be
brought up later, I'm guessing.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. So with adults, they all drink at the Blue Village or on their verandas.
Yeah.
With the leaders, you're allowed to have one or two per night or whatever, as like, you know, staying under the legal limit of driving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But usually Andrew and I, and probably Eric too now, we're always sober. We don't drink at camp. And so Andrew does.
In general.
You don't feel, you don't have to drink at camp. Yeah. It's not a thing. It's not a culture we have in our leadership team anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to have a few quiet drinks, that's fine. But if you drink, you are not to go to the kids' huts or the verandas. Cool.
Yeah.
You stay in the leader's hut or go to bed. And if your kid in your hut comes to find you because something's happened, you come and grab one of the people that are not like me or Andrew or Eric or whatever. But yeah, you do not go to the kids' verandas if you've been drinking or be around the children.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. We try to clean the stuff up as best we can and...
What
I mean is like
generally it's inside the leader's
keep it inside
because the not people smoke anymore you stay inside the leader's you drink in there.
Yeah, it used to be in the past issue of like people would be outside the table drinking and smoking.
And now we don't do that.
Keep it within the leader's hut, basically.
Yeah,
it's
a bit of a cultural change.
And then when just keep it responsible.
You have like we have young adults that like to drink too, and they come down to leader's hut. Like you guys came down the last night and stuff as well, and drinking and partying and stuff. We try to not have it on the outside. We try and keep everyone on the inside, and we just remind those young adults like, do not go into the kids' verandas, stay here with us, whatever. And if you find it confronting, and it can be, and I know one adult that is annoying with it, and like, just let me know and I'll talk to them directly, because like, no, it's a no-go. They're pretty respectful now. They listen to what we say around drinking and the kids. But yeah, so does that answer your question?
Yeah,
that's cool. Just a reminder to the parents as well, because I noticed some of them would come with dad to the Sergi cell with alcohol in their cups of that.
Yeah, Eric and I will talk to them when we have a first day adult talk with them, and we will talk about alcohol in the main camp as well, because there'll be a lot more this year. It's hard to regulate, especially at the end of camp, but we just remind them that there's no drinking, that sort of thing. Any other questions around child safety and drinking around kids and that sort of stuff? No? Cool, so make sure we do that. What's our deadline for doing the...
1 week.
So by next Sunday?
By next Sunday night, so I can mark it on Monday morning.
Cool.
And I'll message it out probably Monday when I have reception again, or maybe Sunday night, depending on how tired I am when I get home.
Actually, I can just do it today. I'll put on the group chat.
Is it going to send through? My reception should drop completely.
Yeah, I can send the link through.
All right, cool. All the wrong places.
Yeah.
So Sunday night, so we can go through...